Ethan Berkowitz and Amy Dymbosky are headed to a runoff for Anchorage mayor on May 5th. Unofficial results show Berkowitz leading the mayoral race with 37% of the vote, but he didn't get the 45% needed to avoid a runoff. Dymbosky was the second place candidate with about a quarter of the total votes. Berkowitz says he'll run the next part of this race the same way as the first, hard and fast.
Our strategy has always been to try and develop practical solutions to the issues that we face today and get ready for the opportunities that Anchorage has tomorrow.
Assemblymember Dymbosky beat Andrew Halcrow by about 3%. Halcrow officially conceded the race just after 11 p.m. on election night. Dymbosky was competing for a share of conservative votes against both Halcrow and Dan Coffey. She says it's helpful to now have a narrowed field.
Well, now I know who my opponent is directly, so there will definitely be compare-contrast opportunities.
The biggest surprise for election watchers was the low return for Coffey, who has been campaigning since 2013 and outspent every other candidate by a wide margin. Coffey received just 14% of the vote. The school board races were decisive. Incumbent Kathleen Plunkett had twice the number of votes as Derek Slaughter to retain seat E. Incumbent Tam Auguste Giesler beat David Neese for seat F. And Elisa Snelling overtook Star Marcet to secure the seat being vacated by Natasha von Imhoff. All but one of the bond proposals passed. The capital improvements bond for upgrades to the Chester Creek Sports Complex failed. The contentious school bond secured 53% of the vote. As the legislative statute currently stands, about 60% of the $59 million bond will be reimbursed by the state.